Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Hi, this is Dr. Faye. Welcome again to another Intentional. I'm your talk show host for the Faith Based Out Loud radio broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is always exciting here to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know where you are or where you come from or what your religious beliefs may be, but I can assure you that the same God with the same love that He has for me and billions of others around the world includes you. If you've been watching or listening over the past several weeks, we have been teaching a series of messages from my new book, Our Father's DNA, that you can find on Amazon.com, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth. And it is impacting the way people think about the process of salvation. Many have reported coming into an awareness, having an epiphany, an enlightened moment about salvation and who they really are. We know being born into this world, we came through our mother's womb, and we have been trained and taught as to what the parental genealogy is. Even through medical reports and through education, many people follow their parents' trends toward education or career models. But there's an awareness now that it's not about your natural genealogy. It is about your being born again and now having access to all that heaven has right here, right now on earth. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pray with you, and then we're going to continue our teaching today from my new book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth. So you get ready to experience a Christ change during this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all of these beautiful people who have gathered here in this place to hear what the Spirit is saying to their local church. That is us, we, the temple of the living God. Father, I ask that you would speak through my mouth, think through my mind. Let it be none of Faye, but all of you coming forth through this earthen vessel. For we know that we have this treasure inside, Christ in us, the very hope of glory. And we thank you for your word, that it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And your word going forth out of my mouth will not return void, but accomplish that which you please and prosper where it's sent, wherever is sent today in Jesus' name. Again, welcome to church, everybody, here, right here on America Out Loud. And I hope that you follow along with your Bible or at least take notes so that you can go back and refer to them later. We want to talk to you today about the gift of having God's presence in our lives. And you'll find that chapter beginning on page 45 in our new book. And this is the first print, so you get to handle a fresh copy. And when we talk about the presence of God, you know what it means to be in the presence of someone who you love and the presence of someone you enjoy. Maybe it's your grandkids. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's a best friend. Maybe it's whomever it may be. But this is a person you truly, truly, intimately enjoy being in their presence. And because you enjoy them so much, you are always anticipating the next arrival or the next time you get to connect with them. Many times it's like a new date affair, a person that you just met and you just love their personality or you love their spirit, their energy. You have so much in common and you just want to be around them. How many of you, with a show of hands, how many of you have experienced that? You've experienced that, oh, that great moment, and you want to get around those people and be around those people again. The presence of God is so impactful upon our lives, has such a life-changing impact that once you experience his presence, you will want to get back there again. I remember a missionary of 30 plus years now, Heidi Baker, whom I respect highly. She spent so much time talking about the presence of God, and many people didn't understand that. They thought she was weird or wacko, called her so many different names. But because she spent so much time just in the presence of God, people are being healed and delivered. Lives have been radically changed. She has done a major work in Mozambique and all across that region in Africa, and is known around the world today because of a heart to change the world. And you can't get that heart unless you've been with the presence of God. I don't know what it is, respectfully, I say this, I don't know what it is with so many people in our world. They're rushing and working hard, trying to get something done. And it reminds me of the disciples, and I've used this example quite a bit. It reminds me of the disciples when they were toiling all night, fishing. And these were fishermen, and they were fishing all night. But when it was time for food, they didn't have anything because they did not work with the plan of Jesus. They were doing it in their own strength. How many of you are exhausted? And you're always saying, oh, I'm working hard. I've got dozens of things to do. And I'm here and I've got all of these balls in the air, or my plate is full. You're using this type of language because you are feeling the impact of your doing it. The Bible says that Jesus spoke these words. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when you take his yoke upon you and learn of him, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. How can you take his yoke? You know what a yoke is? It's when they put this collar around one oxen and another, the same collar around the other oxen so that they can plow the field together. Go back and look it up. They will walk side by side. Two oxen could get more work done in the field. One oxen, it would take longer, but when you put two around, they're yoked together so that they can do the work more easily. When we talk about taking the yoke, when Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we're yoking together with him. We're connected with him, and he's carrying the burden. I love it when he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said, you'll be yoked with me, but you won't be carrying any of the burden. You won't be carrying any of the weight. You won't be carrying any of the pressure. I've got it all on me. What was he referring to? Jesus was referring to his going to Golgotha's hill, being crucified in our stead, where we should have been crucified, he was crucified. Where we should have taken the punishment of sin, he took the punishment of sin for us. It was laid upon him, the sins of the whole world. When we think more of ourselves than we should think, we are not yoking together with him. The presence of God has been removed from our lives when we are acting independently of him. And that's what those disciples were doing, working very hard. How many of you working very hard? You can't even feel your own body. You haven't looked in the mirror in a while. You brush your teeth with your head over in the sink. You're not even looking. You don't even know if you have all of your teeth left. You're just brushing and you wash your face. You're not even looking in the mirror to even adore the creation that God has given you. You don't even know your own pulse and heartbeat anymore. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Yes, yes, and yes. You see, pride and ego are the cornerstones of failure, and they separate us from the presence of God. And the only way to get the cure? Only way to receive the cure is to be in the presence of the Lord. You see, there was an angel by the name of Lucifer. He loved himself so much. He enjoyed the attention he was receiving. The Bible says he was the star of the morning. He was worshiping. He was so glorious and so beautiful, and he loved it. And because we all like the attention, right? We all like people complimenting us. But we have to understand that if whatever we are, it is because of him who's in us. And he appeared to be praising God. And instead of worshiping God, he began to think of himself more highly than he should. He began to think that he was independent of God and started working outside of the presence of God in his heart. So when his heart turned away from the presence of God, guess what happened next? You got it. He was booted out of heaven for all eternity because he thought he could be more important without God. He thought he was more important. There was a flaw in his system, because operating independently, or thinking that we're operating independently of God, set us up for failure, set us up for being absent of the presence of God. That means the presence of God is not there when we need him to be, which is always, always, amen. Let me see a show of hands. Always we need the presence of God available in our lives. You see, God is omnipotent. That means that he's all powerful. The devil is not all powerful. Oh, he's a wolf. He can puff and he can blow, but he is not all powerful. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. The devil is not omnipresent. He can only whisper in your ear to get you to turn away from God, to get you to move away from the presence of God. How many people do you know are so busy, they appear not to have a prayer life. They appear not to have any time in the Word of God, reading scripture and inspirational books. I can't think of a better inspirational book than the Bible. And I've written books, but I don't tell the people to read mine instead of the Bible. I'm not doing that. But I encourage people to read them along with the Bible. You see? Understand that the Word of God is the powerful force that we need. The Word of God is our weapon against those thoughts that come racing through your mind. You can all day long, you can tap, you can dance, you can do all that. Thank God for all of those modalities. But let me tell you something, that God made it straight. He made it a straight line to Jesus, that when we are in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. People spend millions and millions of dollars seeking answers and modalities to try to heal, to try to deliver, to try to find peace, to try to heal post-traumatic stress disorder and depression and all of these things. And after a while, after millions of dollars or several sessions, finally they get a breakthrough. But darlings, our breakthrough happened over 2,000 years ago through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm not ashamed of this gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone who believes. Salvation is not just when you die and go to heaven. Salvation is having eternal life in the earth, in these bodies today. This omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God, omniscient means that he knows everything about everything. There's nothing that God does not know. You can go to all of the webinars and seminars and conferences and listen to all of these wonderful podcasts, and you should listen to me, listen to us. But after it's all said and done, we are not all-knowing. We are not omniscient. We're not omnipresent. But the Father that we serve, our Father who's resident within us, the resident God, he is all-knowing. Satan forgot to factor that in, that he was dealing with the Creator, not someone that was created, but he was dealing with the Creator. That's why I tell people, you said the universe said to you, but I say to you that God created the universe. So when you say the universe said to you, you are saying that which was created said to me. That it is not good to speak to that which is created. You may as well speak to a rock. But when you speak to the one who created the universe, then you are speaking to life itself. And life can only produce life. And life begets life, begets life, begets life. And that's the life of Christ that is resident within us. What happens next still bewilders people. Satan fell from heaven. He did not get up. He ended up in another realm of existence away from God. We see his footprint showing up again in the book of Genesis in chapter 3, when he came as the more subtle beast in the garden, which the Lord God had made. You see, so he came tempting and trying. And when he said to the woman, that has God really said, he was twisting the word of God. She did not eat an apple. There was not an apple then. She did not receive an apple. She received word. Somebody say word up. She received word. And whatever you receive as truth for you becomes truth for you. Whatever you receive as evidence of truth or a fact in your life and you operate from that system, you become a believer in that. I've got to go to pause, a prayer pause, but I'll be back in just a moment. Don't you dare give up, cave in, and quit. I'm coming back with more on the presence of the Lord here today on Intentional.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another Intentional. I'm Dr. Fay, your host today, as we continue our journey in my new book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth, that you can find on Amazon. Being in the presence of God is so powerful and empowering that you literally begin to be taken up from the situation or the circumstance where you have been. If there is something that you have been fighting with and warring with in your body, sickness or disease, or perhaps relationship issues, whatever it is, when you pause and take a prayer break and go into the presence of God, it begins to absorb all of that those natural circumstances. It doesn't mean necessarily that things completely alter in that circumstance at the moment, but what it does mean is that your perception of it shifts. Remember what I said earlier, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Whenever you feel the presence of God upon your life, you will know that you are not alone. Because now you're yoked together with him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, and you're not carrying the burden alone. Have you ever felt yourself absent from his presence? Perhaps you feel that way today. You feel like God is not with you, that you're carrying this load all by yourself and nobody is helping me, and you're in a place of self-pity right now, and you say, nobody cares. I'm just in this all by myself. My dog left, my cat left, you're just feeling miserable. And misery is not the presence of God. No, not at all. Misery is an absence of God. Having a spirit of fear to come and overwhelm you is the absence of God. Feeling as though that life has no meaning is the absence of God. But you are not without Him being available. All you have to do, I say this all of the time, is to turn. What does that mean, Dr. Faye? That means repent. Repent is not something horrible. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I committed adultery. Well, you should do that too. But repent is, you know, just walking away from the presence of God. Repent from walking away and turn back to Him. Just turn around. It's easy. Just about face. Turn around and put your eyes back upon Him. Matthew 6:33 says in scripture that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added. What things was Jesus referring to there? The things that he was referring to are the things that pertain to life. Don't worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink and what you shall wear. Don't worry about your shelter, your food, your affairs in this world. Because if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all of these things will be added. They'll take their place in your life. You'll find them showing up at the time that you need them the most. They will show up. Maybe it's money you need. It will show up when you need it. Maybe it's healing that you need today. His presence will show up, because in the presence of God, everything you need shows up. God is not saying to us, I want you to pray and to study my word. I want you to fast some. I want you to bring your tithes and offerings. I want you to pay tribute to whom tribute is due. I want you to honor to whom honor is due. He's not giving us instructions just so because God wants to feel like God. God is God without us. God is God whether we obey Him or not. God is God whether we tithe or not, whether we support works of missions or not. God is still God. If you never read a Bible, never buy a Bible, He will not cease to be the creator of all things. Yes, yes, and yes. He will forever be who He is. So He's not giving us instructions for His sake. He has given us instructions for our sake so that we can live a more fulfilling life of peace and joy and happiness. So Dr. Faye, do you really believe all of that is possible? I know it is. I'm speaking to you today from a place of peace. Do I always have peace just flooding my soul? Not so much. I want to. But I know the path. You understand the difference? I know the path. I have the tools to take me in that direction. And it is up to me to apply them. And when we hear something, I've learned through life, that it is the speed of implementation that will guarantee us the most success. So when we hear something that resonates with us and we immediately put it into play, then it begins to move us in the direction that we need to go in, propel us, or serve as a catalyst to get us to our next level more expeditiously. So we want to get out of that place of death, doom, and gloom, right? Of misery and fear. Into the presence of God we go. Into the presence of God we go. We don't go all over the place looking for love in all the wrong places. God has made a way for us to come right to Him through Jesus Christ. And if you've ever felt the absence of the presence of God, once having the presence of God available, made known to you, you will feel that void, my friend. You will feel the absence of His anointing. So is God speaking to you regarding His presence today? Is He speaking to you regarding your time with Him? Is He saying to you, darlings, that I want you to be in my presence right now? I want you to experience my goodness and my glory. I want you to experience the fruit of the Spirit. I want you to experience my love flooding through every part of your being. I want you to know who I am, and I want you to know my father, your Father's voice, and a stranger's not to follow. Is He saying that to you today? And I believe He is. I believe He's saying that to the world. when we're all wondering what's going to happen in Washington, D.C., God is saying, hello, I'm here. I own it. Hello, I own it. I own everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You say, oh no, my name is on my mortgage. Yeah, you're just a steward. Your name may be on it. My name is on my deed. My name is on that title. You're a steward title. You are a steward deed holder. You are a steward. That means that you have been graced by the grace of God. You've been graced with the oversight of it. You've been provided mercy to hold on to it so that ultimately, if the earth remains, you pass it on. You're just passing it on. You're not there to keep, you're not holding on to it forever. It's not yours forever, darlings. Hello, wake up, somebody. It's not yours forever. It is not yours forever. Okay, I know that kind of shocked you. It is not yours forever. It is only yours temporarily. Because when you leave it, darling, you're leaving it to someone else. It's going on. It will pass on. Yes, yes, and yes, we pass on, our stuff passes on, okay? So you are a steward. When God graces us with an opportunity to have his presence upon our lives, we should honor and respect it. We should thank him that he loves us enough to not leave us alone. When we experience the presence of God, we are in the courts of the kingdom of God where the angels dwell, yes? We are walking among those who have gone on before us. The scriptures teaches us that we are surrounded with these witnesses, that there are onlookers. There are those who have left the bodies, this great cloud of witness, and they are all around us looking on, cheering us on. You have people who have passed on, your parents or siblings or children, whomever, have passed on. They're looking on. As Susan Price, our friend Susan Price, who is a co-host with me right here on America Out Loud as we co-host Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure in the second season. She's written some amazing articles. She is a Gold Star mother, and she had a son who was killed in the line of duty, and her son is cheering her on. You can hear it in her voice that, you know, she's not alone, and she has this great support system in place, and we celebrate that. And she was one who came to my mind. It is such an evidence of someone cheering her on, because when she speaks of him, his character, his commitment is all resident within her. There are those who want us to succeed. Many of us get so distracted by the people who are throwing stones at us, who are trying to hurt us. How many of you have had people to start, you know what they do, stab, what did you call it, backstabbing? Yeah, that thing, you said it right, backstab you. People who backstab you or talk about you or lie on you, gossip, make up stories, or even share some very personal private information that gets distorted and it becomes something else that it was never intended to be, and then defame your character in some way. And we get so caught up in that, especially across social media, people get so caught up in it that their hearts began to be cold and turn away from God. Don't allow those circumstances and those people to turn you away from God. What you do is you take those things and you turn toward God and say, you know what? I'm not allowing those negative vibrations to control my daily existence. I am more valuable than that. I am too valuable to allow Satan and his darts to torment me or to erase my legacy, because I choose to live a full life, to the full satisfaction. That's what scripture said in Psalms 91. He promised to give us life to full satisfaction. We're supposed to be living. And every time we take on toxicity, every time we take on negativity and someone else's opinion of us that's ungodly, then we are taking on less life. We're taking on death. I wrote an article about death on your plate from Monsanto and Bayer and all these chemical companies putting death in our foods in the fields, and we should be outraged about these things. Death on the plate, but we've got death in our souls too, because we're receiving negativity, we're receiving toxins, pesticides, herbicides, we're receiving negative things, chemicals in our system when we receive negative words, when we choose to be angry. I was talking to a young man recently, and he's 26 years old, so he's younger than me. You know, at 29, 26 is younger. No, I'm just kidding. And he was telling me what he was going to do if he found the guy who crossed the line with his wife and all of these things. And I said, whoa, brother, I said, is that good for you? Is that good for your family? Well, I'm not thinking about that right now, Miss Faye. I just want to. No. You better think about it, because all you're doing right now with that level of venom is intoxicating your own soul. You're allowing yourself to bring on death, decay, and destruction. The Bible says that when we receive Jesus Christ, we are new creations. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We become a new species of being that never existed before. So we are no longer subject to death, doom, and gloom. We're no longer victims. We're now victors, and we should take on the ownership of a victor. We should take on the personality of a more than a conqueror. We should take on the demeanor of someone who's now royalty. We are kings and priests unto God the Father. So why will we subject ourselves to anything less? We must remember who we are and whose we are. We are our Father's DNA. We've been totally switched at birth, completely and radically changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you have not had that experience, we certainly embrace the opportunity to invite you to invite him into your life. It's a simple invitation for Jesus Christ to come into my life, be my Lord, and be my Savior. You see, I don't want to be caught in an illusion. I don't want to be caught in a deception of thinking because I'm intellectual or because I have it in my head that I have it in my heart, that it is okay for me to think bigger than God. I don't want to think bigger than God. I'm going to keep it simple. Jesus said it was simple. I'm going to stay on simple street. I'm going to stay with easy. I'm going to stay with what he said. I'm just going to ride that out. Now, it's up to you to take ownership of that and ride out the simplicity that is in God. We are in the courts of his kingdom as his children. We walk among those that are around us, this great cloud of witness. We are always in the presence of God. They want us to be in the presence of God. God wants us to be in his presence, because sickness and disease cannot thrive in the presence of God. You know, I was thinking about people who are going through chemo and radiation. And I thought, oh my God, it is to kill off the bad cells, but it also kills off the good cells. And then I thought, Lord, you are the greatest radiation and chemotherapy, because you only take away the bad and you leave the good. You only bless us with the good, always, always. Some of us need that kind of treatment in our souls. Remember what we teach here, and I'll say it again because it bears the respect of a repetition, and it's no okay to be redundant in this case, that when we allow ourselves to think on negativity, we are bringing more and more toxins into our soul. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. We are spirit beings. The true self of myself is not 5'2" brown skin. The true self of myself is spirit. Spirit is colorless. It is genderless. Yes, yes, and yes. So I am spirit. I have a soul. The soul is where we house our will, our emotions, our intellect, and our desires. So here is the place where the soul lives. This soul part of us was never born again. This soul part of us is where many, many people live. They live out of emotions. They live out of intellect. They live out of desires and will. Yes, respectfully, this is where the majority of people live. Even born-again believers, Christians, yes, yes, and yes, are living out of that space. What brings us from living from that space to living from the place of spirit is a renewed mind. Scripture teaches us to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we can prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So we're not conformed to this world. We are totally being transformed. All the negativity is being removed. Why? Because we are reading scripture and allowing it to read us. And I don't suggest that you just go and get stuck in the Old Testament. Thank God for the Old Covenant. There's so much life in the Old Covenant. But I don't believe that you can really understand the Old Covenant, those 39 books, until you get a revelation of Christ in us, the hope of glory, through the epistles, and understand the historical Jesus as we can see him in the brief synopsis of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. And when we take a glimpse of his glory, we get a glimpse of who he is in Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, y'all, and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. He healed all who were oppressed. That's shouting ground, church. That's hallelujah time, everybody. Jesus heals all. And how do we get to that level where every time we are in his presence, people are being healed? We will continue this journey right after I take a praise and a prayer pause here. And don't forget, we're teaching from our book, Our Father's DNA Switched at Birth, that you can find on Amazon. I'll be back in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
To be able to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ right here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, a message of faith and hope and inspiration to transform your lives, I think it's a privilege and an honor. And I'm so grateful for the America Out Loud family and Malcolm for making this opportunity available for all of us right here. Today's message on the presence of God, loving the presence of God, being in the presence of God, and the power of his presence is radically changing the way we see ourselves. Earlier, we talked about being in the presence of people and how when it's a pleasure, you want to get back there again. How many of you have that relationship and you have that feeling when you're in the presence of God? And maybe this is all Greek to some of you, and you're thinking, Dr. Faye, I don't have a clue what you mean when you say the presence of God. Well, in order to be in someone's presence, you know, you have to stop, you have to pause life, and you have to sit for a moment and have a conversation. And the more you have conversation, the more into them you become, more intimacy. That's what into me is. It's intimacy. The more intimate you become with that person, the more time you spend with them. When there's a gap, a long pause in those conversations, you do not feel the intimacy. Husbands and wives, if you are corporate execs and both of you are racing off and to different places all day long, and then you expect intimacy, it's not there. It's just not there, because there is not that open communication all day long, that time for some couples. When you want intimacy, you must spend quality time. There is no shortcut to this, ladies and gentlemen. It's not in a bottle that you can purchase. It is about your time. So to get to the presence of God, you have to spend time with God and listening to his voice, listening to his word. So, well, Dr. Faye, I don't know how you keep talking about hearing the voice of God. I don't know what I hear. I hear words in my head. I hear talk in my head, but I don't know if it's God. Well, it's probably not. Because what you need to do is spend time in reading the scriptures. You spend time in reading the scriptures. You spend time talking to God. Well, I don't know if he hears me. Let me clear that up for you. God hears everything. Because again, remember what I said, he's omnipotent, all powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. So he knows everything about everything. He knows our thoughts. He knows our words. He knows our heart. You hear people say that all the time. God knows my heart. Yes, he does. He knows every desire of that heart. Yes. And he knows the one he's planted and the ones that you planted. The ones that you want and the one he knows the difference. He knows the difference, ladies and gentlemen. So when you open your mouth, yes, and begin to speak aloud to God, he will hear you. So while I don't know if he'll answer, he will hear you. And as you begin to speak his word back to him, he honors his word. He watches over his word to bring it to pass. So if you are experiencing a negative diagnosis or negative, something going on in your life, if you have a member of the family or friends who are PTSD or depression or fear or whatever, anxiety, whatever is going on in your life, you'll want to talk to God about it. I suggest you do. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything. But you'll want to. I encourage you to talk to God about it. If you have a conversation with God about it, you'll begin to see answers along the way. Now, you may not hear an audible voice. Some people do, and some people just feel a nudge. Some people just feel, something told me that I needed to do this, and I did it, and it worked out. Or I felt like I needed to do this, or I dreamed about going here or there. I heard a voice talking to me in the night, and they felt right in doing it. There is a peace that comes along with the voice of God. If it's not peace, it's not God. It certainly is not God. And he does not speak in our heads. We got enough traffic there. God speaks from that still small place inside. It's a gentle nudge. It's a gentle voice. It is purity. It is pleasant. And so when our Father speaks to us, he's speaking to us, I like to say, from our heart of hearts or from our core, our knower, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you're doing the right thing, that you're moving in the right direction, that all is well in the following of that leadership, that it's going to be okay because God is speaking. And when God is speaking, there is an assurance that comes along with it. There is a confidence that comes along with that. He says, my sheep, my people know my voice, and they're not going to listen to stranger voices. There are stranger voices in our heads all day long. The way we silence those voices is to speak the word of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's when we begin to experience the presence of God. You can begin to sing songs and psalms of meditation. I like the book of Psalms. I mean, the collection of Psalms, I should say. When David and others, Moses included, were writing psalms and to the Lord. And as they began to sing these psalms of praising and worshiping God, they brought such comfort and peace. When Saul, the king of Israel, was troubled because his heart was wicked. When your heart is wicked, your mind is troubled. And so his mind was troubled, and he called for the minstrels. He called for peace. And when they brought him David, the harpist, David had a harp, when they brought him David, and David was singing psalms to him, and the wicked spirits that were troubling the king left him. When you begin to praise God and you begin to worship him, the presence of God begins to come forward in your life and begins to bring forth this peace and this rest and this assurance. And you will feel the leading of the Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing your life. My friends, we are not alone in this world. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself over there. No, you're not. It may appear to be that to you, and you feel lonely and isolated, but you are not alone because God is with you. And I know you're thinking, I don't feel him with me. I don't feel his presence. Yes, he is there with you, leading, guiding, and directing your steps. And he is wanting to comfort you, to let you know that he has never left you. He's never forsaken you. He's with you. He's with you forever. He's right there in the house. Just begin to thank him and begin to praise him. And you may think, oh gosh, I don't know. I can't thank God for, nothing good has happened in my life. What am I going to be thankful for? You know, the Bible says, it's written in scripture, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, whatever it is you're going through, you can find a place of gratitude in your attitude. Yes. Find a place of gratitude. Begin to worship God. Begin to say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for my meat and my bread. I thank you for clean air to breathe today. I thank you for water to drink. Do you know there are people who can't breathe on their own? So thank him for the oxygen, please. Thank him for the water to drink, that you're not living in a place where, and sadly, that some people have to drink muddy water, that you, at least you have water. It may not be the best system. Your city may not have the best water system, but at least it has one. So learn to be grateful and allow the presence of God to move in that place of gratitude. Remember, we spoke of this, and I'll say it again, because in this atmosphere, redundancy and reputation is a must. Repetition is a must in this atmosphere, so that we can get it and keep it. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So we want the presence of God so that their joy, the joy is there. There are pleasures forevermore. That means manifestations of the things that we need in our lives. Not everything we whine about, God, gimme, 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 but those things that we need in our lives. Because he cares about us. His eyes are on the sparrow, and darling, he watches over you. Remember the song? How can I feel discouraged? You know that song? I can't teach and try to switch over into singing. That's not me. But when you begin to know that his eye is on the sparrow, his eye is on you. He cares about the lilies of the field. Remember that in Matthew 6? Do you not see that he cares about the grass that's growing? The flowers that are blooming, they know how to bloom. Do you not see that the trees know when to turn green? Do you not know who's doing this? The wind blows, the sun is shining, the moon and the stars are there for us to enjoy and to behold the beauty of the Lord in the atmosphere around us. We can see his handiwork. We can see his hand at work. We can see the presence and power of God on the outside. And he is just saying, enjoy my presence on the inside also. Go for a walk in the park and enjoy the presence of the Lord. It's not just to say, hello, birds. It is to say and appreciate the creation, what God has given us, the sound of the birds. In my backyard, I can hear the birds in the trees. They're singing so loudly sometimes. It's like a park back there. And you can hear the birds in the trees, and they're singing loudly because they're saying, praise ye the Lord.
That's what I think they're saying. Praise ye the Lord, you dumb humans. Praise ye the Lord, you silly people. Why don't you get it? He's feeding us. Why are you so stressed out? I'm a bird. I'm not stressed. Not unless you stress me with your chemicals. Freedom. Freedom flowing. Free. You see how I threw that in there? Freedom flowing. That's what his presence will do for you. Give us a free flow of his energy. Free flow. David said in the book of Psalms 23, remember the 23 Psalms? Many of us in Christendom grew up on that. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Translated mean, God's got me. I won't lack the things that I need. My God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, because I dwell in the presence of God. David's, the psalmist says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to be seated in the congregation of the wicked. He is calling us to the presence of God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and be thankful and bless his holy name. Give him all of the praise. Thank God for good people. Thank God for people who are nice to me. People who do nice things for me, because they know that, you know, there's so many things that I have to manage and care for people, not just things, people to care for and look out for. People who don't know your moccasins, are not in your moccasins, don't understand your life and why you can't do this and why you can't do that. But there are people who do, and God will surround you with them, and they will show respect, and they're nice. They do things for you. The other day I was rushing and running so much, and someone knew my life, a little glimpse into it, and they brought dinner. And I thought, oh my Lord. And it was just what I would want, but didn't have the luxury of the time to prepare it for myself in that moment. So God sent a raven. You know what a raven is? God fed the prophet Elijah with the raven. God sent a bird to feed me. God takes care of his own. He wants us to realize today that if you will take time with me, I'll give you the time you need for other things. That's shouting grounds. Shout! Hallelujah! Amen! If you will take time with God, he will give you the time that you need for everything else. You will never convince me that God has your life in such a place that you do not have time for him. That's not the Lord. That's the devil and your flesh setting you up for sickness, disease, and heartbreak. Take time. Take time. I have a show coming up on my other show, The Energy Bar, and I want you to listen to it. It's about post-traumatic stress disorder and about taking time for yourself. And it's with Anna Dow, and she's going to talk to us about that. And a lot of people are experiencing that because self is not a priority. When you really and truly love yourself, you will put it on pause, get with God. You will get with God and focus in on taking care of you. The woman with the issue of blood, this Bible says that she spent all of her money going to conferences. Well, this is what it really said, that she spent all of her living going to many physicians after 12 years and she had no hope. How many of us spend a lot of money going to find in the presence of other people to try to get healing, whether it's a doctor or an attorney or a therapist, trying to get healing? And there are some great doctors and attorneys. I know some wonderful physicians. Thank God. Thank God that they're anointed and appointed for me. Yes. I know people who care for other people. However, God made it simple and affordable for everyone. This woman spent every dime she had going to the sources she knew. How many of you have spent so much money going to and through the sources you know? And Jesus said, somebody touched me. When she touched the hem of his garment, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I believe that I will be made well. I believe this sickness and disease will leave my body because I will be in the presence of Jesus. Because in the presence of Jesus, no evil can stand there. The scripture teaches us from Matthew 8:17 that himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He took it upon him on the tree. He was wounded for our transgressions, Isaiah said, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Jesus, and with his stripes I am healed. 1 Peter 2:24 that said, who in his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were, past tense, were healed. You were healed, my friend. You was healed, girl. You were already healed. You've already been delivered. You've already been made free. Get still in the presence of God and enjoy that liberty. Enjoy that freedom. Enjoy your healing today. Enjoy the miracle working power of God today. Don't you dare give up, cave in and quit, because the presence of God is available for you right now. You can access him by saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior, forgive me of my sins, turn me into your direction, help me to know your voice, your word, give me a hunger for you, O God, fill me to the full, to the overflow with your spirit, and I will give your name the praise. That's all you need to do, and you can do it today, you can do it again in the encore at 4 today, and be a part of an ever-changing revolution of God's presence in the earth. That's what the world needs today, is the presence of God. I'm so glad you joined me for another Intentional, our faith-based out loud radio broadcast right here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank America Out Loud and Malcolm for this opportunity and you for your support. You can donate on my show page at americaoutloud.com/Dr. Faye. That's D-R-F-A-Y-E. That's me. Thank you so much. We enjoy talking to you. Don't forget, you can join me also in our Wake Up and Pray group on Facebook, Wake Up and Pray, every Wednesday morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. We pray for and with people. Join me there. God bless you. Don't forget, stay tuned for the rest of America Out Loud Sunday. See you then. God bless you now.